From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast as together we study the Word of God. This week, throughout the course of the week, we're going to be dealing with the subject, faith over fear. Faith over fear. You know, we are living in a day and age when a lot of things are going on around us that will cause many people, many of us, as it were, to have fear. And certainly fear is something that we face on a regular basis. Sure, we may be fearful over certain things that are taking place in the world around us right now or even in our own individual lives. But once these things pass, well, there will be other things to fear. Sometimes, I guess you could say, we go from fear to fear to fear. And to a certain degree, because of the way that life treats us, there are fearful things that come our way all of the time. But the fact of the matter is, as children of God, we should not allow fear to stymie us. We should not allow fear to hinder us in doing the work and the will of God. In fact, as we study the Word of God, we find that the Apostle Paul tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So often people don't do the work of the Lord. So often people don't follow the will of the Lord simply because of certain elements of fear that's in their life. Well, in the life of the Christian, we should live the life where faith is over fear, not where fear is over faith. And you see, the more faith we have, the less fear we'll have. The more fear we have, the less faith we have. And so you and I have a choice to make. Are we going to go the way of faith or the way of fear? I certainly believe, as we study the Word of God, that the Lord would have us to go the way of faith over fear instead of fear over faith. And so this week, we are going to be studying from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, the concept of faith over fear. And notice what the Lord Jesus Christ said as he taught the disciples as they were going through a fearful time in their lives. Begin the reading with verse 35 of Mark chapter 4. It says, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." That would, of course, be over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ had been teaching the parables of the kingdom to those who were following him. And at the end of the day, he said, "Let us go over to the other side of the sea." Well, verse 36 picks it up and says, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now, we're going to be looking at that passage of Scripture later on in the week after I lay the foundation of this concept of faith over fear. But notice, if you would, what Jesus said to them there in verse 40. I mean, there was great reason to be fearful because of the fact that they were out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and this storm came up quickly, and the boat was about to sink. But Jesus was in the boat, and he said to them there in the 40th verse, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" You see, they should not have been fearful at all because Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, was in the boat. But they did not take that into consideration. And as the result, they were fearful, and they had fear over faith. You know, if we don't learn anything else throughout the course of this week, it's the fact that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ must keep in mind that Jesus is always in our boat. Remember that. Jesus is always in our boat. And therefore, no matter what it is that we face, we should have faith in him, not fear in the face of the situation. For Jesus Christ lives in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. We'll get back to this passage of Scripture later on in the week, but let's look at this concept of faith and fear and give you a definition of both, at least for the consideration of this series this week. First of all, what is faith? Well, faith, as we are going to define it throughout the course of our study this week, is the unwavering confidence in the power, provision, and protection of God. Now, that's pretty simple, is it not? Let me say it again. That faith is the unwavering confidence in the power, the provision, and the protection of God. In other words, God will take care of us. And the thing that we need to keep in mind is that God is always the object of faith. I say that because we are living in a time when so many people, both saved and unsaved, will say one to another, "Well, just have faith. Just have faith. Just have faith." My question is, when people say that, have faith in what? Well, we need to understand that true faith always has as the object God himself. Remember over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, the Lord Jesus Christ is giving another lesson on the power of faith. And he simply says there, have faith in God. And that's what we need to keep in mind. That if we are going to get through the fears of life, if we are going to get through the circumstances of life, that our faith must be in God and God alone. When we put faith in other people, places, and things, we will find that they will fail. Now, certainly we need to have confidence in other people. You need to have a confidence in your pastor. You need to have confidence in your spouse. You need to have confidence in your family. You understand what I'm saying there. But ultimately, when we are talking about biblical faith, it is God who is to be the only object of our faith. Because faith is the unwavering confidence in the power, the provision, and the protection of God. And we need to keep in mind that it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you and I attempt to live this life, and let me put it this way, if you and I as Christians attempt to live in this life apart from real faith in God, then God is not pleased at all. When it says that without faith it's impossible to please God, that means that without faith God cannot be pleased by any person at any time for anything. We need to have faith in God. But what is fear? We are talking about faith over fear. Well, fear, for the sake of our study this week, is the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and the well-being of someone. Let me repeat that. Fear is the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and the well-being of someone. And the Bible commands us not to fear. Remember those great words found back in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10? I know that some of you will say, "Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say." But let me read them anyway. Isaiah 41:10, the Word of God says, "Fear thou not, And this is God speaking. He says, "Fear thou not." Why? Well, "For I am with thee. Be not dismayed." Why? "For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Now the question is, do you and I believe that? We can read that verse of Scripture, and we can agree to it, but do we believe it? Well, take a look at your life right now. Do you have fear in your life? Are you allowing fear in your life to keep you from doing what God would have you to do? If so, then you're really not believing this verse, because you have a feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone, and that fear is weighing you down. The Bible says, "Fear thou not." That's God speaking to you. So take a look at your life. Sure, there are things in the world around you. There are things in the world around all of us. Sure, there are things that are affecting you. There is no doubt about that. But are you operating by faith, or are you operating by fear? I want to encourage you to take a good look at your life, and throughout the course of this week, we're going to talk about this matter of faith over fear. And we need to keep in mind that for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the more we have faith in God, the more we'll have the power of God to do the work of God, and fear will not distract us in serving the Lord. Now you think about that. Thank you so much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus truly could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.